Mirat Hashem, we're going to learn Brachas Daf Lamed Beis. We're going to start three lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Va'oma Rebbe Loza. We've just learnt about the tefillah that Chana offered up to Hashem before meriting to have a child, Shmuel, and afterwards. And the Gemara says, Rebbe Loza says, Chana hiticha dvorim klape mailo. It seems from the way that she was davening that she'd flung her words up to Hashem in a way that seems as if she threw her words against Hashem. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vatispalil al Hashem, which means when she davened, it was, so to speak, against Hashem. Melamed sheiticha dvarim klape mailo. When she said the words Vatispalil al Hashem, that seems that her words were somewhat thrown at Hashem. Continues the Gemara, Va'omer Rebbe Loza, Elyo hitiach dvarim klape mailo. Also, in the case of Eliyahu HaNavi, we found that he said things that seemed to be flung at Hashem, and as if to say against Hashem. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Ve'ato hasiboiso es libom achiranis. As if to say, you Hashem, you are the one that turned their hearts backwards. So as if he's blaming Hashem for the poor choices of the people. Continues the Gemara, Omer B'Shmuel Barab Yitzchok, Minayin shechozar HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hoido loy le'elyou. Where do we find later on, in later generations, that Hashem actually agreed with the message that Eliyahu was saying? D'chsiv, as it says in a pasuk in Micha, v'asher harei oisi. Hashem was referring to somebody who had made bad choices, and he referred to him as harei oisi, the one who I caused to be evil. So you see that somewhat Hashem agreed with Eliyahu HaNavi that when people make bad choices, it's Hashem that has something to do with it. Continues the Gemara, Omar Reb Chama Reb Chanina, Il Mole Sholish Mikrois Halalu, if not for these three psukim, Nismoitutu Raglem Shel Soina Yisrael. Here again, because it's got a negative connotation, instead of speaking about Klal Yisrael, it terms it as Soyne Yisrael, the enemies of Klal Yisrael. But really it means that if not for these three psukim, then Klal Yisrael wouldn't have any stability on which to stand on. Chad d'chsiv v'asher harat yoisi. One is this posuk, where Hashem said that, yes, even though they are a shoim, but I had something to do with their ability to make bad choices. If we wouldn't have such a pasuk, then Nebuchadnezzar Shoim wouldn't stand a chance. Now that Hashem somewhat is responsible, or at least allows them to make bad choices, it's some little bit of a kafschus, a benefit of the doubt, for these Rishoim, allowing them later to do tshuva and come back. V'chad, another pasuk d'chsiv, Hine kachoymer Biyad Hayotzer, that people are like clay in the hands of the potters. Kain Atem Biyodi Beis Yisrael. So too, you Klal Yisrael are in my hands. So it seems that who we are and what we are is just like clay in the hands of a potter. We are in Hashem's hands, as if Hashem can choose and to form the way we are and the choices we make. And the third pasuk, V'chad d'chsiv v'hasiroisi eslev ho'even, Hashem says, I will remove the Yetzahara, which is compared to the heart of stone that we have, mibsarchem, from your flesh, v'nosati lochem lev boso, and I will give you a heart of flesh. So you see that Hashem is taking responsibility for the level of Yetzahara that we have in our hearts. Rav Papa Omar Mehocha, Rav Papa brings a different pasuk, v'esruchi etein bekirbechem, that at the end of time, says Hashem, I will put my spirit inside of you. Vosisi eis asher b'chuki teileichu, and I will cause that you will follow my ways and do my mitzvahs. So here again we see that Hashem is the one that's taking responsibility for our ability to make good choices or bad choices. Continues the Gemara, we find also regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, there were things he said that also sounded as if the words were being flung against Hashem. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Vayispalil Moshe El Hashem. Literally that means Moshe davened to Hashem. Says the Gemara, Al Tikri El Hashem, don't read it that Moshe davened to Hashem, elo al Hashem, so to say against Hashem. Shachin debeir Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, they koirin alfin einin, ula einin alfin. They would read alephs like ayins, and ayins like aleph. So el Hashem can be also read as al Hashem. Debeir Rabbi Yanai omar mihocha, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yanai, they brought a different posuk where we find, so to speak, that Moshe had spoke this way to Hashem, because it says in the posuk, in Parashas Devarim, V'di Zahav, asks the Gemara, "My V'di Zahav, what does the words V'di Zahav mean?" Omri de Rabbi Yanai, Kach Omar Moshe lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Hashem, Bishvil Kesef V'Zahav She'eshpat Olam Nishal, due or thanks or because of the gold and silver that you poured down to Klal Yisrael, Al She'omru Dai, until they said, enough, we've got enough. Hu goram she'osu es ha'egel, that's what caused them to do the egel, the golden calf. Had they not had so much gold and silver, they would not have been able to make the golden calf. So here too, even though the egel was a terrible avera, it seems that Moshe was somehow blaming Hashem for the fact that he gave us the opportunity of doing the egel by giving us the gold and silver. Continues the Gemara, Omri de Beir Bianai. In similar vein, Rabbi Yanai says, "Ein ari noyim, a lion does not roar mitoich kupo shel teven, from a basket of straw, elo mitoich kupo shel basar, only from a basket of meat. When you give him meat and he's all happy and he's all excited, that's when he starts roaring and that's when it starts getting dangerous." Omer Boishya, Moshel laodom, it's an analogy to a person, shahoisolei parok chusho, he had a very thin, a very lean cow, Ubaila sevorim, and very bony. Heechilo creation, when he fed it creation, v'hoisom va'etes, then it would kick. Mava'etes boy, it would kick its master. Omar lo, the master said to the cow, Mi goram leich shetehim va'etes bi, who caused you to kick me? Elo creation sheechalticho, is it not the creation that I fed you? Here too we see that the feeding somebody and giving them an overabundant generosity is the path to temptation and causes to a downfall. Omer Rabchia bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, a different moshel. Moshel la'odom echot shoyeloi ben, who had somebody had a son. Hirchitzoi, he bathed him, v'sochoi, and he anointed him. V'hechiloi, he fed him, v'eshkeyu, and gave him to drink. V'tololoi kis al tzavori, and he hang a purse with money on his neck, around his neck. Vahishivoi al Pesach shel Zoynos, and he sat him down at the gate of the Zoynos where the prostitutes were sitting. Maya se oisei ben shelo yechta, what can this son do that he shouldn't do an avera? So here too we see that when you give an overabundance of luxury, ultimately you're causing that the person who's receiving too much good will kick back and go off the way. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Achab Raider of Huna. Omar of Sheishes. Hainu d'omri, inchi, this is what people say. Mili kreisi, filling of the stomach, a full stomach, zine bishi, is a form of evil. Shenemra, as it says in the Pasuk, Kemar isem v'yizba'u, sov'u v'yorom libom. Kemar isem means upon their pasture, v'yizba'u, and when they were satisfied, then sov'u, Vayorum libom, their satisfaction is what causes the hearts to get haughty. Alkein, the pasuk carries on, Alkein shechichuni, and that's why they forgot me. Rav Nachman Omar Mehocher, Rav Nachman brings a different pasuk, a pasuk in the Torah, it says, Vayorum levovcha v'shochachto es Hashem. Because your hearts were haughty, they were high, that's why you forgot Hashem. Rabbonon Omar Mehocher, Rabbonon say a different pasuk, the pasuk says, V'ochel, v'sova, he ate, he was satisfied, v'doshein, and he grew fat, upono elelim achirim, and he turned away from Hashem to serve Avodah Zorah. V'iboy say mahoch, if you want a different posuk, it says in the posuk, v'yishman, and they grew fat, Yeshurun, referring to Klal Yisrael, v'yivot, and then they kicked back at Hashem. From all these psukim we see that having too much luxury can actually be the cause of them doing averus, And this is all in the context of Moshe Rabbeinu that said to Hashem, V'di Zahav, that they did the Egel because of the overabundance of gold and silver that Hashem had given them. Omer Shmuel bar Nachmin, Omer Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin shechozar HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hoyde lo l'Moshe. Where do we find that later on Hashem actually expressed the fact that he agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu? Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, in Hoshea, V'chesef hirbeisi lo, I gave them lots of silver, v'zahav, and gold, v'osu la'baal, and that's what caused them to do an Avodah Zarah and serve the Avodah Zarah called Baal. Continues the Gemara. And now we're going to discuss a little bit what happened at the Egel and the way Moshe Rabbeinu put himself on the line to save Klal Yisrael from being punished after the Egel. It says in the Pasuk, V'yomer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Leich, raid, go and descend to Klal Yisrael. Asks the Gemara, my lech raid, go and descend. What was the Torah trying to teach him with saying these two words? Omer Belozer, Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Belozer says, Hashem said to Moshe as follows, Moshe, raid migdulascha, go down from your position of greatness. Klum nosati lecha gedula, did I not give you greatness? Elo bishvil Yisrael, only for the sake of Klal Yisrael. V'achshav Yisrael chotu, and now that Klal Yisrael have done such a serious avera, ata lomoli, why do you need this greatness? Miyad, immediately, toshash koichoy shel Moshe. Moshe became weakened, his strength became weakened. V'lohoy lekech ledaber, he did not have the strength to speak. V'kibben she'omar, as soon as Hashem said, heref mimeni v'ashmidem, release me, and then I'll be able to destroy Klal Yisrael. Omar Moshe said, as if to himself, Dovo ze tolu bi, if Hashem is telling me, so to speak, to release him in order that he can destroy Klal Yisrael, it seems that there's something dependent on me, there's something I can do to save Klal Yisrael. Miyad, immediately, Omad v'nischazik b'tfilah, he stood and he strengthened himself in tefillah, u'bikesh rachamim, he begged Hashem for mercy. Marshall, this is an allegory, Lemelech, to a king, Shekoas al-Bonoi, he was very angry against his son. V'hoyo makeu maka gedoilo, he hit him very hard. V'hoyo oyhavoy yoishev lefonov, and a friend of the king happened to be sitting there. U'misyori loymar loydovo, the friend didn't dare open his mouth. Omar Amelech, the king said to himself, Ilmole oyavize, she yoishev lefonai, if not for my friend sitting here, Haraktich, I would have killed you, my son. Omar, this friend, said to himself, Dovaze toli bi, that means it's because of me that he's not letting out all his anger at his son. Niyad omad v'itziloi. He went a step further and actually stopped the king from hurting his son any further. Continues the Gemara. The Pasuk says, V'ato hanicholi v'yichar api bohem. Hashem said, leave me, leave it to me, and I'm going to let out all my anger against Klal Yisrael, v'achalim, and I'll destroy them, v'eseh oischo l'goy godil, and I'll make you, Moshe Rabbeinu, the beginning of a new nation, a new Klal Yisrael. Omer bavo, ilmole mikro kosov yeshe l'oimri. Had he not said it in the Torah, we would never have been able to say these words. Melameh she'tofsei Moshe l'kadosh baruch hu, it's as if Moshe grabbed hold of Hashem, ka'odom shu tofes es chaveri bebigdoi, as if, or similar to a person who grabs hold of his friend on with their clothes. V'omar lefonov, and he said, Ribbono shel Olam Hashem, im ein ani manichecho, I'm not leaving go, ad shetimchol v'tislach lahem, until you forgive Klal Yisrael and have mercy on them. And that's why Hashem said, V'ato hanicholi, let go of me. Because it's as if to say, Moshe had got hold of Hashem and said, I'm not letting go till you forgive Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. It says in the same parasha, I'll make you, Moshe Rabbeinu, into a big people, into a nation. Omer Belozer, Omer Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe responded to Hashem as follows, Ribbono shel Olam, Uma kisei shel shalosh regalim, if a stool with 3 feet cannot stand in good stead when you're getting angry, and this is referring to the 3 Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who Klal Yisrael had Zchus Avos, And nonetheless, after they did the Egel, the Schus Ovis seemed not to help. Hashem wanted to destroy the whole of Klal Yisrael. So Moshe said, if three Ovis can't help, Kisei Shel Regel Echod, you're going to create the Klal Yisrael just from me, a single-legged stool. Alachas Kama V'Kama, even more so, if the next time, the next Klal Yisrael, so to speak, that you want to create, when they do an Aveira, they'll have even less chance of surviving. Not only that, I'm very ashamed of my elders, of my forefathers. If I let you destroy Klal Yisrael and make me into the head of a new Klal Yisrael, I will be very ashamed of the Ovis. Those Ovis are going to say to me and about me, look at the leader that you Hashem have given to Klal Yisrael. Bikesh Gedula, he sought greatness la'atzmai for himself, v'loi bikesh aleim rachamim, and he didn't daven to Hashem to have mercy on Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara, v'ichal Moshe es p'nei Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded to Hashem, Omer Reb Elozer, melamed she'omad Moshe b'tfilo, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad shehechelehu. We're going to have six explanations in the Gemara, what the word Vayechal means. The first one is Reb Elozer, who says that Moshe davened so much ad shehechileu, until it took the form of such an urgent and persistent demanding of Hashem, as if like, you've got to just listen to me, you've got to forgive Klal Yisrael. Rava Omar, Rava says that the word Vayechal is ad shehefiris nidrei. Hashem had made a vow, had made a promise to destroy Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him, Vayechal, I will nullify the neder that you made. Ksiv Hoch, it says here Vayechal, that Moshe was Vayechal, Moshe es Pnei Hashem. Uksiv Hosom, and in the parasha of Nedorim, it says, V'lo yachil dvoro, you should not profane your words. V'omer mar, hu einei meyachil, when a person makes a neder, then that person is not allowed to profane his words. Aval achirim, other people, mechalin loy, they can annul the vow. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, you Hashem made a neder that you're going to destroy Klal Yisrael. Well, I can annul that neder. And that's the Vayechal. Ushmuel Oma, the third explanation what the word Vayechal means, melamed shemosar atzmoy lemisa. Rashi explains that a dead person is called a cholol. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm prepared to consider myself as dead for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Shemosar atzmi lemisa aleim. He was prepared to die for them. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, v'im ayin, if you don't save them, mecheni no mesifrecha, then just delete me and my existence from the Torah. The fourth explanation, Omar Rava, Omar of Yitzchok, melamed she hechelo aleim midas rachamim. Vayechal is a loshon of hechelo, which means he caused to rest upon them. Moshe Rabbeinu caused that the attribute of mercy of Hashem should rest upon Klal Yisrael. Shenemer, right. V'rabbonon Omri, the Rabbonon say a fifth explanation. Melamed she'omar Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, chulin hu lecha me'asoyis kadavar hazeh. It's a form of violation to your holiness if you're going to destroy an entire nation like this. It's the term of chulin, profanity. Now the Vayechal Moshe es Pnei Hashem, this is the sixth explanation. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Gadol Oimer in a Braisa, Melamed she'omad Moshe b'tfila lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem stood in tfila in front of Hashem, ad she'ochzosoy achilo. Vayechal means he davened there until achilo got hold of Moshe. May achilo, asks the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Loza, ish shel atzomois, the fire of the bones. That's what the word achilu means. My eish shel atomis. What's this fire of the bones? Omar Abaya. Abaya says it's a disease that is commonly referred to in Aramaic as eshtod degarmi, which is a fever of the bones. And that illness, Moshe Rabbeinu became so ill from it, from the amount of davening he did to save Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. It says there in the pasuk, Zechor la'Avram, le'Yitzchok, u'li'Yisroel avodecho. Remember the three Ovis, Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, your servants. Asher nishba'ato lohem, that you promised them, boch. You promised them by you. Asked the Gemara, "My poch, you made this shvua in you?" Omer Abelaza. Abelaza explains. Omer Moshe lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said to Hashem, "Ribbono shel Olam, ilmoli nishbata lohem bashamayim uva'aretz. Had you made your vow, your promise to the Ovis with the sky and the earth?" Hoyisi Omer, I would say, "Kashem sheshamayim uva'aretz betelim." In the same way as at the end of time, the sky and the earth can terminate. Kach shvuascha, your shvua can also betela. It may be, it will also terminate. Va'achshav shenishbat olam b'shimcha gadol. Since your shvua was made boch, on with your name, with your holy name, then ma shimcha gadol. In the same way as your holy name, chay v'kayom, it lives and endures. Lo'ilam lo'il mi'elomim, forever, it's eternal. Kach shvuascha, so also your shvua kayemes. It remains in effect. La'olam ula'ol me'olamim. I know that for certain, your shvuah is going to become true. And what does it say in the hemshach of that pasuk? Vatadabir aleim arba ezarachem kechoich ve'ashamayim. I will increase your offspring like the stars in the sky. V'chol ha'oretz azois, and this whole land asha omarti etei nezarachem v'nochal ula'olam. And this is a little bit of a complicated pasuk to get the tenses right, and the Gemara is going to discuss that, because Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Hashem, "Zochir l'Avraham l'Yitzchok u'l'Yisrael avodecha, asher nishbata lohem, that you promised them boch with your name," and then it says, "Vatadaber alem arbe ezarachem kechoich ve'ashamayim," that you said to them that you are going to multiply their offspring like the stars of the sky. V'chol ha'oretz azois asher omarti, and this land, Eretz Yisrael, which I said, etei nezarachem v'nochalu lo'olam. The Gemara asks, asha omarti? Why did it say the word asha omarti, that I said? Hai asha omarti, asha omarto mi bo'elei. Moshe was quoting Hashem. He was saying, v'tadabir, you promised the Ovis, v'tadabir aleim arbe ezarachem kechoich v'ashomayim, that I will increase your offspring like the stars of the sky, v'chol oret azois, asha omarto, etei nezarachem, and you said that you would give the land to the others. Why did it say asha omarti, that I said the land would go to the children of the others? Omer Belozer, Belozer explains, you have to read the pasuk like this: Ad kan divrei talmid, mikan ve'eleich divrei rav. So it goes like this: Vatedaber aleim arba ezarachem kechoich ve'ashamayim. This is until here. Moshe Rabbeinu is quoting Hashem. And from here, it's Hashem answering Moshe and saying, "You know what? I accept what you're saying to me. The land that I said I was going to give the others, I'm going to give to Klal Yisrael." Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omar, he explains the pasuk a bit differently. Eilu ve'elu divrei talmid. Both of them is quoting Moshe Rabbeinu. Elokach Omar Moshe lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This is how to read the pasuk. Ribbono shel Olam, dvarim she'amarto li, the words that you told me at the snare, leich emor lehem leYisrael b'shmi, go and tell these words to Klal Yisrael in my name, holachti v'amarti lehem, I went and I told them what you told me to say in your name, b'shimcha in your name. And then you told me explicitly that you were going to give them Eretz Yisrael. Achshav ma'an yoymer lehem, what am I going to say to them now that you want to destroy them? And the way to read the pasuk is like this: Vatadaber aleim, that you Hashem said that you arba ezarachem kechoich ve'ashamayim, that you're going to increase the offspring like the stars in the sky. V'chol ha'oretz hazois, and Eretz Yisrael, asher omarti, that I said in your name, under your instructions, etein ezarachem v'nochalu lo'olam, you're going to give to Klal Yisrael. How am I going to let them down now and say that you did the Navera, you're not getting Eretz Yisrael? Continues the Gemara. And then it says later in the Psukim, Mibilti Yecheiles Hashem Lehovies Ha'om Hazeh Le'oretz, etc. Moshe told Hashem, if you're going to wipe out Klal Yisrael, what are all the nations of the world going to say? They're all going to say that the reason that you wiped out Klal Yisrael is because you lacked the ability to take them into Eretz Yisrael. Asks the Gemara, Mibilti Yecheiles Hashem. Yecheiles is a feminine tense. They should have said Yochel Hashem. It should say Mibilti Yochel Hashem. They'll say that Hashem could not take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. because he was too weak, or whatever reason it is. Why mibilti yecholas in the loshen nekeva? Yochil Hashem miboyli, says the Gemara. Omer b'lozor, Omer Moshe lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said as follows to Hashem: Ribbono shel Olam, achshav yomru umos ha'olam, the nations of the world are going to say, Toshash koychoy kenekeva. Your power, Hashem, it would seem as if it got weakened like a woman. That's why it says we built yecholes Hashem with a loshen nekeva, as if to say that the Hashem kivyochol, so to speak, if you destroy Klal Yisrael, they'll have a reason to say that you've become weakened like a woman. Ve'in yochel hatzil, and he cannot save Klal Yisrael. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Haloi kvar ro, did they not witness Nisim, the miracles of Gvurois Yosisilem, and the strengths I showed them alayom when they crossed the sea? So why should the nations of the world say that I've become weak just because I've destroyed Klal Yisrael? They'll understand there was a reason they didn't disturb to go into Eretz Yisrael. Omar Lefonov, Ribbono shel Olam, maybe the nations will say, Adayin yesh lehem loymar, lemelech echod yochel lamuid, they'll say that you had the strength to defeat a single nation of Mitzrayim and Paroi, l'shloishim v'echod melochim, but the 31 kings that were now in Eretz Yisrael, eino yochel lamuid, you don't have the strength. If you're going to destroy Klal Yisrael, that's what the nations are going to say. And therefore, that's a good enough reason not to destroy Klal Yisrael. Omer b'yechron, Hashem later agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu with this claim, Shenemer, as it says, "Vayomer Hashem solachti kidvarecho," that I've forgiven Klal Yisrael kidvarecho, like your words, Tone deber b'shmol kidvarecho, exactly like you said, asidim umoyse oilam loymakein, that if I were to kill Klal Yisrael, then the umoyse oilam will say that I did not have the strength to defeat the 31 kings, and that's a good enough reason, and therefore I'm keeping Klal Yisrael alive. It's important to stress that this Gemara from Rebilti Yecholes Hashem is not a continuation of the Gemara before, referring to the Egel. This is the scene that happened after the story with the Meraglim. And says the Gemara, Ashrei Talmid Sherabai Moideloi. Fortunate is the Talmid, Moshe Rabbeinu, that his Rebbe Hashem, Moideloi, agreed to him. And obviously we have to assume that this is all so to speak, and it's just the way we understand the dialogue here. Of course, there was no argument here, there was no real discussion. It wasn't as if Hashem thought one thing and Moshe made Hashem change his mind. Chas v'shalom, there's no such thing. It's just the way that Hashem's attributes are revealed to us in this way. Continues the Gemara. V'ulam bat chai oni. As I live. And then Hashem carried on, Chai oni v'imoli kvoid Hashem es kol ha'oretz, and my kovid, my honor will fill the land. Omar Rav, Omar Rav Yitzchok, Melamed sh'omar le'kadosh baruch hu le'moshe, Hashem said afterwards to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, you Moshe hechisoni b'dvarecha, because of you, the nations of the world will never ever be able to claim that I'm weak. And since there's nothing in the world that's stronger than me, they'll also understand that I'm eternal, and that hechisoni, that I am the essence of life, a life that will never undergo any form of weakness or death. Had Hashem killed Klal Yisrael, and the nations would have said that I maybe didn't have that strength, then maybe they'll think, in the same way as I didn't have the strength to defeat the 31 kings, maybe Hashem will stop existing. But now that, because of you, Moshe, there's no room for anybody to have any claim that my strength is limited, they'll also understand that my existence is not limited. That's how Reb Nissim Gaon explains this line. Continues the Gemara. Dora Hashem Simloi. Lo'oilom yisadir odom shvochish la'kadosh baruch hu. A person must always first arrange to praise Hashem, which is the first three brachas of the Shemayna Esra, v'achar kach yispalil, and only then he should say the rest of the brachas, asking for a person's own requests. Minolon, where do we learn this from? Mimoyshe. Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, v'eschanan el Hashem bo'eisahi. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he davened to Hashem. Uchsiv, and it says, Hashem Elohim, Ata hachiloiso laharis is avdecho. You began to show to your servant as God lecho your greatness, as yotcho hachazoka, and your great strength. Asher mi'el bashamayim of oretz. What power is there in heaven or earth? Asher yaseh ma'asecho, that can perform like you can, or kugvuroisecho, like your strength. Uchsiv bashen. Only later it says, Evrono, let me cross into Eretz Yisrael, ve'eres oretz azois, and see the land of Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. Simon is now a simon for the seven quotes we're going to see in the Gemara. Ma'isim, Tzedakah, Korban, Kohen, Tainis, Man, Min'ol, Barzel. Says the Gemara. The first one is Ma'isim. Omer Rebbe Loza, Gedoyla, Tfila, Yoisim, Ma'isim, Toivim. Tfila is greater than good deeds. She'ein lecha gadol b'maisim tovim yoisim Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no one who had more good deeds than Moshe Rabbeinu. Afal pikein lo inena ela b'tfila. And nonetheless, the part of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah that he did get answered, namely that he could at least see Eretz Yisrael, he only got answered not in the schus of his maisim tovim, but in the schus of his tefillah shenemar. Al toisiv daber elai, v'samich lei Alei Roisha Piska. So Hashem said, don't daven to me anymore, and what I'm going to give you is as follows: you can go up on the top of the mountain and see Eretz Yisrael. And we put the, it seems from Rashi, we put the end of the first pasuk together with this pasuk. Al Toisif, full stop. Daber Elai, the fact that you daven to me is what gives you the merit of Alei Roisha Piska. Continues the Gemara, and this is the second simon, tzedakah. V'omer Belozer, Gedoilo tainis yoisa min tzedakah. Fasting is greater than giving tzedakah. Charity, maitama, zeh begufoi tainis is something you do just with your body. V'zeh b'mamoinoi, but giving tzedakah is done with one's possessions, and what one does with one's body is worth even more than what one does with one's possessions. Continues the Gemara. This is the quote of Korban. V'omer Belozer, Gedoilo tfila yoisa min ha-korbonis. Tfila is even greater than korbonis. Shenemar, lomo li roiv zivcheichem. Why do I need your many korbonis, says Hashem? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Uchsiv, and later on it says, a few psukim later, uforischem kapeichem a'alim einay mikem, that when you're going to daven to me, I'm not going to listen to your tefillahs. So first it says, Hashem says, I'm not going to accept your korbanos. And then it says, I'm not going to listen to your tefillahs. So we see here that even after Hashem said, I won't listen to your korbanos, there's still reason to believe that he would listen to the tefillahs. And that's why Hashem explicitly said that he would not listen to the tefillahs. So you see from here that tefillah has an even stronger power than korbanos. Continues the Gemara, this is the simon of Kohen. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Kohen Shehorages HaNefesh, any Kohen that killed somebody, Lo Yisa Es Kapov, should not raise his hands, he should not do Birkas Kohenim. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Yedeichem Domim Moleyu. In that same Pasuk that says that Hashem is not going to listen to our tefillahs, it says that Hashem's not going to listen because your hands are filled with blood. So you see that anyone who's got blood on his hands, he can't really daven, and therefore a Kohen should not do Birchas Kohanim with blood on his hands. Continues the Gemara, and this is when it says Min'ol, which actually means a lock. Says the Gemara of Omer Belozo, Miyom shechorav Beis Hamikdash, from the time that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, nin alu shari tefillah, the gates of tefillah are locked. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, gam ki ezak, even though I cry v'ashavea and I plead, sosam tefilosi, my tefillahs are shut out. Even though the gates of tefillah are locked, shari dimo, the gates of tears, lo ninalu, they're not locked. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, shimo tefilosi Hashem, hear my tefillahs Hashem, v'shavosi ha'azino, and hear my crying, el dimosi al techerash, do not be silent to my tears. So you see that where there's tears, the tefillahs can go up even though the gates of tefillah are generally locked, the gates of tears open up the doors. Continues the Gemara, and this is the simon of Tanis. Rava loigozar ta'anisa b'yoyma de'eva. Rava did not decree a fast day on a cloudy day, mishum shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, sakoisa ve'onon loch me'avoyer tefillah, that the clouds can act as a partition, a separation from allowing the tefillahs to go up to Shemaim. And all the Mefarshim discuss here that, of course, it's not the physical clouds that we see which actually stop the tefillahs going up, and they explain what those clouds told us, or told Rava, that made him refrain from decreeing a fast day on a cloudy day. Continues the Gemara. And this is the Simon of Barazel, iron. V'omar Rebbe Elozar miyoyim shechorav Beis HaMikdosh, from the time the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, nifsika choymas Barazel, an iron wall separates Bein Yisrael Laviyem Shebashamayim, between Klal Yisrael and Hashem, shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, V'ato kach lecho machavas Barazel v'nosato oiso kir Barazel beincho uvein ho'ir. So Pasuk in Yecheskel, where he was told to make a model of the city of Yerushalayim, and then Hashem said, and now take a pan of iron and put it between you and that model, so to speak, to hint and say that from now, after Yerushalayim is destroyed, there's an iron wall that's gone up between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. Continues the Gemara, Omar of Chonin, Omar of Chanina, Kol Hamarich b'tfilosoi, anybody who prolongs their davening, Ein tfilosoi chazeres reikom, his tfilos will not return void. They'll be answered. Minolon, where do we learn this from? In Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, v'espalel el Hashem, he davened to Hashem. Uchsiv basrein, it says, v'yishma Hashem elai gam b'pam ahi, at the end of the 40 days, after Moshe had davened and davened and davened non-stop, Hashem listened to his tfilos. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is it true that somebody who prolongs their davening, then the tefillahs are going to be answered? V'omer abchia bar abba omer rabbi Yochanan, kol hamarich b'tfilos ayu ma'ayin bo, anybody who prolongs their davening, ma'ayin bo, and therefore assumes and expects that his tefillahs will be answered, soif boli de ke'ev lev, at the end he's going to suffer from heartache. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, toicheles mumusheches, a prolonged tefillah, Machlolev, causes heartache. Maitekante, so somebody who does have a long tefillah, what can he do that his tefillahs should be answered? Yasik b'Torah, he should learn Torah. Shenemar, as it says, Ve'etz Chaim Ta'avabo, it's the end of the pasuk that starts, Teicheles m'mushocho machlolev, Ve'etz Chaim Ta'avabo. What does it mean, Eitz Chaim Ta'avabo? Ve'ein Eitz Chaim, the tree of life, Elo Torah is Torah, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Eitz Chaim hi lemachzikim bo, Torah is a tree of life to those who hold on to it. Ta'avabo means that one's desires will be fulfilled. So a person who wants his tefillahs, his desire to be fulfilled, he should learn Torah, and somebody who learns Torah, his tefillahs are fulfilled. But either way, we see here, in the words of Rabbi Yochanan, that a prolonged tefillah is not reason that his tefillahs should be niskabel, and you see that without having Torah, then he's going to have heartache, because he's going to have expectations. The expectations may not necessarily be met, and then he's going to be disappointed and have heartache. And this seems to contradict what Rav Chanin said, that having a prolonged tefillah guarantees that the tefillahs will be accepted. Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha, it's not a question. Ho demarich ma'ayin bo, ho demarich v'loi ma'ayin bo. Somebody who's davens a long tefillah and he doesn't expect it to be answered, he doesn't hold of his own merits, he's just in humility davening a lengthy tefillah, begging Hashem to help him, and then his tefillahs will be answered. But somebody who has a lengthy tefillah and then expects his tefillahs to be answered because of the length of the tefillahs and because of the way he concentrated and davened well, then he has expectations. It means that he's relying on his own merits. And somebody who does that is putting himself at risk of the tefillahs not being niskabel. If he adds Torah to it, then the tefillahs will be niskabel. Continues the Gemara, Omer b'chomer b'rabchanina, Imra odom she'espalil v'loy nene, if somebody davened and his tefillahs were not answered, yachzer v'espalil, he should daven again. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Kave el Hashem, you should hope to Hashem, which is what tefillah is doing. Chazak, you should strengthen yourself. V'yamitz libcha, and Hashem will give you courage. V'kave el Hashem, and again, have hope in Hashem, and daven again. So you see that even after one's davened once, daven again. The Vilna Gaon says that this V'yachzev Yispalil means Chazaras Hashatz. There are many people who don't listen and don't concentrate when the Chazan is saying Shmoneh Esrei again. The Vilna Gaon says that if your quiet Shmoneh Esrei wasn't answered, listen to Chazaras Hashatz and there's a better chance that your tefillah will be answered. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. Arba Trichin Chizuk. There are four areas, four concepts, four ideas that need constant strengthening. Rashi says, She's chazik odom b'hem, a person has to strengthen himself with them, tomid, constantly b'kol koiche, with all his strength. V'eilu hein, they are Torah, ma'isim toivim, tefillah, v'derech eretz. Torah, ma'isim toivim, inayin, where do we learn that Torah and ma'isim toivim need constant chizuk? Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, rak chazak v'ematz mo'oid lishmoir la'asois k'chola Torah she'tzivcho Moshe avdi. So it says, so there the Pasuk says, you should be chazak ve'emot, strong and courageous, very strong and courageous. Lishmer v'lasa is to do k'chol ha'Torah, in accordance with what it says in the Torah. What does it mean, chazak ve'emot, be strong and courageous? So chazak b'Torah, be strengthen yourself in Torah, v'amitz, and be courageous b'maisim tovim, with good deeds. So you see that both Torah and maisim tovim is something that we need to strengthen ourselves all the time. Tefillah. Where do we see that tefillah needs is something that needs to be strengthened all the time? Minayin shenemar, as it says, kave el Hashem, you should hope and daven to Hashem. Chazak v'yamitz libecho, you should strengthen yourself and you'll have the courage. V'kave el Hashem, and again you should daven to Hashem. So you see that the pasuk that speaks about davening to Hashem is one that says that one has to strengthen oneself. Derech eretz. Where do you see that derech eretz? Which means every person in their area of profession, whatever you're doing in life, you should constantly strengthen yourself to do what you're doing very well. Minayin shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, chazak v'nischazik ba'ad ameinu ba'ad or elukeinu, etc. There the pasuk is talking about that you should be nischazik, you should be strong and strengthen yourself on behalf of the people. And there it was talking about soldiers going out to war. And it seems in Rashi, and that's how the Mefarshim explain, that in the same way as soldiers going out to war have to strengthen themselves to be good soldiers, so to every person, as Rashi says, everyone with their profession, im umenhu l'umnusay, im soicharu l'schayrasay, if he's a businessman, then with whatever business he's doing, you should constantly strengthen yourself to be the perfect person that you should be in the area that you're busy with. Continues the Gemara. It says in the Pasuk, V'toymer Tzion, Tzion referring to Klal Yisrael, Yerushalayim, said to Hashem, Azovani Hashem, V'Hashem Shechichoni, that Hashem, you have forsaken us, V'Hashem Shechichoni, and you have forgotten us. Asks the Gemara, Hainu Azuva, Hainu Shchucha, what's the difference between whether Hashem has forsaken us or he's forgotten us? It seems to be a double lashon, a term being said twice, the same thing. Omer Shlokish. Shlokish says, I'll explain it to you. Omer Knesset Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael said to Hashem as follows. Riboyne Shel Olam, Odom Noisa Isha Al Ishtei Rishayna. A person is married to one woman, and then at some point he marries another woman. And it's clear that his first wife is going to feel a little bit abandoned that and forsaken by the fact that he's taking another wife. But nonetheless, she expects that he's at least going to remember those good times they had when they first got married. And it says the Gemara, Zoicher Maisei Rishayno, he remembers the good times at the beginning of his first marriage. And Ato, and you Hashem, Azavtoni, V'Shechachtoni, it seems that you've also forsaken us, and you've even forgotten the beginning of our journey when we were so close to you, Hashem. Omar Lakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem answered back to Klal Yisrael as follows, Biti, my daughter. He was referring to them with tender love. My daughter, Yud Beis Mazolis Barosi Barakia, I created in the sky 12 constellations. V'al kol mazal u'mazal barasi lo yishloishim chel. And with each one of those mazalis are created 30, the literal translation is army commanders, but groups of clusters of chayolis, of commanders, which means altogether there are 360 chel that Hashem created. V'al kol chel v'chel, on each one of those chayolis, barasi lo yishloishim ligoyin, I created under them, each one had 30 legionis. That means there's altogether 10,800 legionis. Val kol legoyin v'legoyin, each legoyin, barasi lo yishloishim rahatoin. I created another group of 30 rahatoin, which is altogether 324,000 rahatoin. Val kol rahatoin rahatoin barasi lo yishloishim kartoin. And each one of those rahatoin, I created 30 karatoin, which means there's 9,720,000 karatoin that Hashem created. V'al kol karatoin v'karatoin, each one of those, barasi lo shloishim gistera, I created 30 gistera, which means there's 291,600,000 gistera that Hashem created. V'al kol gistera v'gistera, and each one of those gistera, talisi, I suspended, Talisi boy, shloish meis v'shishim v'chamisha alfei ribay kechovim, 365,000 times 10,000 stars, keneged yemos hachamo, against the 365 days of the year, which means there were 3,650,000,000 stars for each one of those gistera, which is altogether 1,64,340,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, to the 18 figures after the decimal point. And v'kulon lo barasi elo b'shvilcha, I created all these stars just for you, Klal Yisrael. V'at omras, and you say, azavtoni v'shechachtoni, that I've forsaken you and forgotten you. You see that the way the world was created was done with you in mind, with you, Klal Yisrael, with the 365 days of the year that you serve me, Hashem. And the Sforim say there were seven levels here: Mazolois, Chayolois, Ligoyin, Rahotoin, Karatin, Gistera, Kechovim. And these are all hinting to the way that Klal Yisrael, the spiritual body of Klal Yisrael, is built. So if you see that the whole universe and all the stars and everything is all built just in order to conform with who Klal Yisrael are, if Hashem would have forgotten them and forsaken them and chosen a different people, he would have had to rearrange the whole universe to conform with that nation, and he didn't. So it's clear to us from the way that the world is today, exactly as it was when Hashem first created the world for us and just for us, that Hashem has not forgotten us, nor has he forsaken us. Continues the Gemara. It says in the Pasuk, Hasishkach isha ulo meirachim ben bitno, gam eile tishochachno, v'onoichi lo yeshkocheich. That's what's Lashon of a Pasuk in Yeshaya. The literal translation of Hasishkach Isha Ula means, would a woman forget her baby, her child? But says the Gemara that the word Ula can also be read as Oila, as being a korban called an Oila. Says the Gemara, Hasishkach Isha Ula, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, Klum Eshkach Oilois, would I forget the korbanous Oila that you offered? Elim, the rams, upitre rechomim, which is the bechiris, the firstborns of the animals, sheikrav tolafonai b'midbar, that you offered up to me on the mizbeach in the midbar. Omra lefonov, ribayne shalaylam, Klal Yisrael said to Hashem, hoil v'ein shikho lifnei chisei kvedecho, if there's really no forgetting in front of your throne, shemo lo yisishkach li maise ha'egel, maybe you will not forget the egel, the gold calf, that terrible avera that happened. Omer lo, Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, and that's the pasuk carries on, gam eile tishochachno, which means even those I have forgotten. And Rashi and other Rishonim explain the word eile is referring to eile Eloihecho Yisrael, that was when they made the egel. He says, no, that is tishochachno, that I've forgotten. Omro lefonov, so Klal Yisrael said, Ribbono shel Olam, hoil v'yeshikcho lifnei chisei chvodecho, if there is forgetfulness in front of your throne, shemo tishkach li maise Sinai, maybe you'll forget that amazing Maimed HaRasinai when we received the Torah from you. Omar lo, Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, and those are the last words of that pasuk, V'anoichi lo yeshkochich. And here Rashi says, what's the anoichi? The anoichi Hashem elikecho, the aseres hadibrois that we received at Sinai. Those I won't forget. V'haynu da'omer rebe lo zomer rebe oishya, may dechsiv gam eile tishokachno ze maise egel. The gam eile tishokachno is referring to the egel, as we saw in the name of Rashi, that it's referring to the eile elikecho Yisrael. V'anoichi lo yeshkochich, ze maise Sinai is referring to Maimitar Sinai when we received the Torah. And the Maral famously explains that a person doesn't forget an essence. You can forget something that happened to you, but not who you are. Maimad Arasina is who we are. We are people who've received the Torah. That's not something besides us, and therefore it cannot be forgotten. But when it comes to doing an Avera, however serious the Avera is, it's not who we are. It's just something that happened to us. It's something we did. And therefore it's something besides us, and therefore it can be removed from us, disassociated from us, and, so to speak, forgotten. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that Chasidim Arishoinim Hoyushoin Shoachas, the pious would wait before davening an hour, and at the end of davening also another hour. Minoha Namili, what's the source for this, that there's a concept of waiting before davening? Omer Bishua ben Levi, Omer Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Ashrei, praiseworthy, is Yoishvei Vesecha, those who sit in the shuls, and the Pasuk carries on, Oid Yalu Lucho Selo, after they've sat a while and waited, only then, Yalu Lucho Selo, they're going to daven to Hashem. Omer Bishua ben Levi said, Hamispalil, anybody who's davens, not only the Chasidim or Rishonim, Tzorich Lisho is Shoachas, and here Shoachas doesn't mean an hour, it means just a little while. Achar Tfilosoi, when he's finished davening, Shenemar, as it says, Ach Tzadikim Yoidu Lishmecho, the Tzadikim will praise you Hashem, which is Tfilah, and then Yeshvu Yeshorim Es Panecho, and then after that they'll sit and contemplate a little bit after they've davened. Tanin Amiochi, it's also in a brisa, mispalil, anyone who davens, not only the chasidim, tzorich sheyishesh shoachas, he should wait just a little while. The word shor can also mean just a little while. Koidim tfilosei, before he davens, v'shoachas achar tfilosei, and also a little while after he davens. Koidim tfilosei minayin, what's the source that before a person davens, he should just sit there a little bit and think? Shenemar, as it says, Ashra Yoishrei Visecho, praiseworthy are those who sit first, and only afterwards, Oidya Lelucho Selo, they praise Hashem. Lachar Tfilosi Minayin, Dechsiv, as it says in the Pasuk we just brought, Ach Tzadikim, surely the righteous will be Yoidu Lishmecho, will thank Hashem, that's in Tfilah, and afterwards, Yeshvu Yeshorim Espanecho, the straight, which is referring to everybody who's davened, will sit in your presence after they've davened. Ton Rabbonon, Chasidim Arishoinim, here we're going back to the Chasidim Arishoinim. Hoyushoin Shoachas, they would wait a full hour. Or Mispalim and then Daven. Shoachas, they would then Daven a full hour. It can't be that over here it means just a moment, because you can't Daven in just a few moments. So here the Shoachas means a whole hour. V'choizun V'shoin Shoachas, and then after Davening they would wait another whole hour. V'chimeachar Sheshoin Teisha Shoiz Bayoim. There's Shachris Mincha Mayriv. Three Shmein Esras, and each one you're going to wait an hour before, an hour after. That's 9 hours. Teisha Shoyiz Bayim Bitfilo. Teiros Aneich Mishtameres. How will their Torah be preserved? They won't have time to review the Torah in order to remember it. Umalachton Heich Nasis. When will they accomplish the work that they need in order to make a living? Elo Mitoich Shechasidim Heim, because they are pious. Teiroso Mishtameres, they'll have a special Siyata Deshmaya, that they will remember their Torah, it will be preserved. Umalachton Misparechas, in the few minutes they have to work, they'll have enough to sustain themselves. And the way we explain this Gemara is the way the Ritva explains the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Afilu Hamelech Shoyel Bishloimu Lo Yashivenu. We saw in the Mishnah that even if a king inquires as to your welfare, if you're in the middle of davening, you shouldn't answer him back. Omer of Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Lo Yishonu Elo Lemalchi Yisrael. This is true to a Jewish king, where he understands you're davening to Hashem, you can't interrupt. Avel Lemalchi Akum, the kings of the nations. Poisik, of course you have to stop and greet the king, because if you don't stop and greet the king, then he's going to kill you. It's Bikuach Nefesh, it's a Sakona. Says the Gemara Meisvei, It seems in the Braisa different to this. It says, HaMispalil V'roa Anos Bo Kenegdo. If someone's in the middle of davening and he sees this ruffian, this bully coming towards him, or Ro'a Koro, and he sees a wagon coming towards him, Bo Kenegdo, coming towards him, Lo Yehi Mafsik. You don't need to stop your davening. Elo Mekatzer, try and shorten the tefillah. V'oile, and then try and leave the scene as quickly as possible. So you see here it says, Lo Yehi Mafsik. You shouldn't stop, even if there's a risk of Pikuach Nefesh. And this seems to contradict what Rav Yosef said, that by Malchi Akum, Poisuk, you should stop. Says the Gemara, Lo Kasha. It's not Kasha. Hold the Efshel Lekatzer, Yekatzer, Vimlav, Poisuk. If it's possible for you just to shorten, finish Menestra a little bit faster and clear the scene and avoid the danger, of course you should do that. But if you can't, of course you should answer the king and not put yourself into any unnecessary danger. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon. Ma'ase b'chosid echo, there was a pious person, Joyim Mispalil Baderich, he was davening whilst on the way. Bo sar echod, a general came past, v'nosan le'sholim and greeted him. He didn't answer him. Himtin ne'achasim tfilosei. This general waited until this chosid finished davening. La'achasim tfilosei. After this chosid finished davening, Omar Lei, the general, said to the chosid, Reiko, you're a boor. V'aloikosu b'toyer aschem. In your Torah, it says, Raki shomer l'cho, shmer nafshecho. You have to protect yourselves and your spirits, your souls. Uchsiv, it says, v'nishmartem oid l'nafshei seichem. You have to protect your souls very, very much. Keshenosati l'cho sholim, when I greeted you, lomo lo yechzartu li sholim. Why didn't you greet me back? Im oyisi, if I would have beheaded you, Basayef, with a sword, you think anybody would have claimed your blood from my hands? Omar Lei, so this chosid said, Hamtenli, be patient with me, Acha Faisechon, so that I can appease you. Bidvorim, I'll speak to you and I'll try and defend myself. Omar Lei said to him, Ilu Ayiso, if you, general, would have been Oymed Lefne Melech Bosav Adam, you would have been standing in front of a king of flesh and blood. Ubo Chaverch, and your friend comes along, Venoisen Lecho Sholem, and greets you. Hayiso Marziroi, would you have greeted your friend back? Omar Lei said to him, Lav, definitely not. Vim Ayiso Marziroi, Mayu Aysim Lecho, if you would have returned greetings to your friend, what would they have done to you? Omar Lei said, they would have beheaded me with a sword. Omar Lei, this chosid, said to the general, "Valedvarim kal v'chime." Even more so in regarding my case. Uma ato shayisa oimed lifnei melech bosav adam. If you who are standing in front of a human flesh and blood king, that's how you would have behaved. You would have ignored your friend. Even though the king of flesh and blood is here today in the grave tomorrow, kach ani, but even more so me, shayisi oimed lifnei melech malchei amlochim hakadosh baruch hu, I was standing in front of Hashem, shehu chai v'kayom, he lives and endures la'ad ulo'il me'ilomim, he's eternal. Alachas kama v'kama, even more so that I should have not responded to anybody who's greeting me. Miyad nispais oisi esar, this general was appeased, niftar oisoi chosid lebeisei l'sholim, and this chosid went home in peace. And in the next shiur, we're going to carry on from here.